بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه غفرت ذنوبه وإن كان قد فر من الزحف. Still in the chapter of seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to do. And that was also, that is also the great kindness of Allah, that He has in fact not only permitted us, but commanded us to seek for forgiveness from Him. And in that also, it shows that Allah knows that we will falter and make mistakes, so Allah Ta'ala commanded us to seek forgiveness. Then the other great blessing of Allah Ta'ala, that after He has commanded us to ask for forgiveness, not only that He forgives us, but then He blesses us with great, great ni'mats after seeking forgiveness. So this is in itself a very great ibadat also, to seek forgiveness. And also as mentioned in this kitab, it is the second last chapter of the kitab, which is an indication also, ulama and commentators of this kitab have written, that as you are coming to the end of your life, you should go more towards seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Of course, nobody knows when his life is going to end, but as it comes in the hadith, that the average lifespan of this ummah will be between 60 and 70. So during, when reaching that period, in that period a person must ask even more forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and nobody knows when he's going to die. So this should be all the time part of our life, to ask forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man qala astaghfirullah, a person who will say, I seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, alladhi la ilaha illa hu, that being that there is no other deity, no power, no creator, no controller of anything, no one else to whom we will return but Him, only Allah Ta'ala. And two specific qualities of Allah, His sifat are mentioned, Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum, who is the ever-living and who keeps others alive. Not only that Allah is the ever-living, He was since ever, He is till ever, and He is ever-living, but He is the only one that gives life to others and keep people alive and in their place. Wa atubu ilay, and I seek forgiveness. In other words, I promise never to repeat that sin again. A person who says this words, ghufirat zunubuhu, all his sins will be forgiven. Wa in kana qad farra min al-zahf, even if he was such a person who had fled from the battlefield, which is a major sin. So even if he had fled from the battlefield, his sin will be forgiven. There are a few aspects of this hadith. One is, it comes in this hadith, man qala, a person who says these words. That is, he just says it with his tongue, and all these great rewards are mentioned for that person. From here, ulama have written, there are three stages of making istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. One is saying it only with the tongue, it isn't even in the heart. That is also, that has got value also. It is not valueless, it is also valuable. But the best is that one is that a person doesn't say it with his tongue, but in his heart he's making tawbah, which is the actual thing. That he's saying it, that from his heart he's seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And the best is the third way, that with his tongue also, and it is in his heart also. Not just that he's saying it parrot fashion, we just reading Quran without understanding, it is also extremely valuable. And to read it with understanding, then of course that value is much more greater. And to read it, understand it, and practice on it, that is, the value is even much more greater. So this istighfar also, just the mere words are also very valuable. And then to just say it in the heart is even more valuable. And to combine the two is the greatest, and that is the best. And we should try and do that. Then there is a question the ulama addressed here, that there is istighfar and tawbah. So are the two the same? Are they different? What is required? Astaghfirullah, to ask forgiveness is the sin that we have committed, to ask Allah Ta'ala forgiveness from that sin. And tawbah really, although some people, some ulama take the meaning of istighfar to mean both, that sin is forgiven also, but the completion of istighfar is to make tawbah, that a person promises that he will not commit that sin in the future. Even if he knows in his heart that due to his weakness he is going to commit that sin, but at that time when he's making tawbah and istighfar, he determines, I will never commit this sin again. And of course the other conditions, that he must be out of that sin, not in the sin and making tawbah istighfar, he must come out of the sin. And whatever, then there are other rights also, rights of Allah which have to be fulfilled, rights of people. Then here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned two particular qualities, Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah used to say that whichever istighfar has got the words Al-Hayyul Qayyum, that istighfar is Sayyidul Istighfar. Because these are two such great qualities of Allah, that Sayyidul Istighfar means the king of all the istighfar words. So if a person says this, he has said the highest. Like in anything, we say the king of the cars is this year. The king of these things, the king of istighfar, are the words, are those istighfar words which have got Al-Hayyul Qayyum. That is, that a person in his heart he realizes that Allah Ta'ala is the ever-living, that Allah was since ever. And he doesn't even go into the question that what was before Allah, all those funny questions he does not, he accepts wholeheartedly. Allah is since ever, Allah will be forever. And Allah is that great being that gives life. That life returns to Allah. So those are great qualities which a person should think of, and they are connected with this istighfar. So the value of this istighfar and tawbah become very, very great by Allah Ta'ala. Then it is another question that comes here, that here a major sin is referred to by which just making istighfar also forgives. That means this making of istighfar forgives a major sin, whereas it is the unanimous and the correct and authoritative view of all the ulama that for major sins, whether they are in the right of Allah, then also a person must make sincere tawbah. Not only the words or just minor sins will be forgiven, but even this major sin, but it is the intention must be made for that my major sin, then it will be forgiven, and that is in the right of Allah Ta'ala. If it is the right in of fellow beings, a person is owing somebody money, he backbited about somebody, he insulted somebody, then accordingly he has to ask forgiveness from that person also, or he has to pay him back. If he can't pay him back, he should beg him to ask him to forgive him, and he should make every effort to pay that. That is when Allah Ta'ala will forgive. So the rights of Allah, even if there are major sins, we must make specific tawbah and istighfar for that. Just by minor actions, those major sins will not be forgiven. But that is the safety route. But in many hadith it comes that all sins will be forgiven also. So we should never in any case lose hope of Allah, and the unanimous view and verdict of the ulama is that for rights of Allah Ta'ala, major sins, rights of people, they must be fulfilled. And so we can see from here there is an indication that Allah is most merciful, most kind, that just by making tawbah istighfar, Allah is prepared to forgive even major sins. So while Allah has given us breath, we should not ever become unmindful of this great tawbah, of this great ibadat of making tawbah and istighfar. And very fortunate are those people who make tawbah and istighfar on their ibadat. Not only on their sins are out of the question, but on the ibadat they make tawbah istighfar, because nobody can make any ibadat of Allah as it is supposed to be done. So he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That is the highest position.